Hey, this is Pete Cironis, and I'm here today talking with President of On Point Consulting, Samara Schulman. Samara, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually doing some prep for a workshop I'm giving on emerging and critical technologies. I've been putting out a few of my bits, bites, and insights on what to expect. We're halfway through 2024, but what's on the horizon? And while you see some of the usual suspects like artificial intelligence and clean energy, there's things that catch my attention that have been around for a while, but stuff like hypersonics and quantum sensing and human machine interface. So I have a lot of technology on the brain and the emerging sector, or should I say the emerging technologies, that is. I would like to pose the question, because here's what I think about when I read and hear and discuss and present to clients and others. Here's where the puck's going. It doesn't end. It's constant. And there was a time where we waited for standards and policies to be developed, and then we would deploy or we would implement. And this is when I was the Fed. I just feel like, as you've said, the switch is flipped. What are your thoughts on this continuous emerging technology cycle we live in, but also it's outpacing some of that stuff in years past, policy, standards, testing that needed to happen?
I think you bring up a fabulous point. Technology is setting the pace. The policies, procedures around different technologies is an interesting one. We could certainly talk for way more than 5 minutes about looking at social media policies and rules and whatnot were set later versus looking at AI, that they're trying to set policies before AI is so widely spread and which is better. That's a whole different segment. But the rapid speed that technology is just, I don't even want to say changing, developing, being creative. The fact that they could put out top 10 lists of emerging technology topics every year really just tells you something. One of the other things to me that's very interesting is that technology is changing the way that we think, the way that we do. I think it's also changing the way that we lead, the way that we manage, the way that we view culture. And then something that you and I are constantly talking about should be on everybody's mind, workforce. It's absolutely changing the workforce in respect to the current workforce and how we're dealing with this fast-paced, sometimes outpacing us, technology, all the way to the future workforce. And what does it mean for those entering the workforce? And what does it mean for those who will eventually need to enter the workforce?
Let me jump in, because I'm going to riff off the workforce. We lived through the pandemic, and people always have perspective on that historical moment in the history of the world. One, a breakthrough in a disease diagnosis. Education, we know it needs to be more accessible, more affordable. It doesn't mean brick and mortar, right? And then my third is just, I'm thinking about economic development. You and I talk a lot about smart cities and stimulating economic growth. And if we wait, we may not get to experience it. And I think that's a bonus of something outpacing sort of the past or how we used to handle technology and emergence of. What, thoughts on any of that?
I mean, every day you read different headlines and wow, like that's already being done. And technology will make so many more things accessible to so many people is just, I mean, awesome. I don't know a better word for it than just the pure definition of the word awesome.
Well, this is what you and I in years past have done on panels together. We talk about technology enabling the mission of government, right? I know you care about that at On Point. It's obviously absolutely in everything you say we can do, but impact on society and humanity, that workforce component. And I, again, applaud you for always having that. I enjoy that when I work and talk with you about where are we going with this? If it's to cure cancer, to make our roads safer, to clean our water, as you hear me say, food security, accessibility, mitigate, or should I say, improve those that are in disadvantaged situations to achieve and realize some of the benefits. Isn't that what this is all about? And if technology can help us get there faster, I sleep better at night.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
Well, I know you and I are both working on a couple conference planning activities together in government to kind of raise this awareness. Let's keep doing what we do and make sure that while we embrace the speed of tech, we want to make sure it's going to be for a greater good.
Sounds good.
It was great chatting with you, and I look forward to doing this again real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Pete.